Praise the Lord. Let's all stand, if you will. Bow our heads before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, we appreciate You, Lord, with all our hearts. Lord, we appreciate the opportunity once more to gather with our precious brothers and sisters, Lord, to glorify Your wonderful name, Lord, and we all come for one purpose, Lord, and that's to hear You speak to us. Lord, we appreciate the opportunity, Lord, as Lord, we gather here this night, Lord, we pray that You'll speak to our hearts once more. Lord, just have Your way in everything that's said and done, blessing each and every one that made the effort to be here by that precious holy desire You placed on in our hearts. Lord, we just ask You to have full control of the service now. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to sing a little chorus of Vessel of Honor. I think it's 624. Turn to page 15 in our little capstone books. After all he's done for us, it's now. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 21 over a few pages, same book. Amen.
I long to be the bride that you're returning for, dressed in ram's armor, white and wrinkle free. I have no earthly love that I'm holding to, for the one that means everything to me. I will sing, I will worship you, I will bow myself down humbly at your throne. I will give anything, I will give everything to you alone. You are the faithful God who keeps his covenant. There's not one thing you said you have undone. Someday when I see you standing face to face, my praise for you will only just be God. I will sing, I will worship you, I will bow myself down humbly at your throne. I will give everything to you alone.
course I will sing, I will worship you. I will bow myself down humbly at your throne. I will give anything, hallelujah. I will give everything to you alone. He alone is the only one that's helped me get to where I'm at. Amen. I appreciate him with all my heart. Amen. Brother Paul, would you take up the offering again? Praise God. Mercy rewrote my life. Amen. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. God. Settles, would you mind taking the request? Yes. Anyone have a special one in their heart? Is this a preacher young? Thank you.
distant shimmering stars. This world's a room so small within my master's house. The open sky, but a portion of his yard. How big is God? How big and wide is vast domain to try?
Small enough to live in my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. If I don't humble your saints, make you thankful. Let's all stand, if you will, to ask our pastor to come this evening. Sing that little chorus. I love him. I love him. I love him.
Salvation. Gracious Heavenly Father, again we thank you so very much, Lord, for your many, many blessings in this life. Lord, for the special many touches you put upon us and inside of us. And Lord, the little love notes that you give to us and expression of love to us in so many ways. How we appreciate that. We ask, Lord, that you just help us again tonight as we have gathered in this little building. Yes, it's not a well-renowned little place, Lord, but we know this one thing, you're here with us tonight. And every time we come through those doors, you're with us, and we greatly appreciate it. So we just ask that you'd help us to listen to the word and keep us from being distracted. And Lord, we'll try not to hold the people very long, but Lord, just a few more little notes, Lord, along the way, and quotes, Lord, and scriptures to help us to understand these things better. We ask now that you just get your preeminence in everything, Lord. It's the desire of our hearts that you'd have your way in everything. We ask it in your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. We appreciate that song the sister sang. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles back one more time to Matthew, the 6th chapter. And we'll try to hurriedly get back into this and try not to hold you very long, because I know Paul and Heather's got a long ways to go back, and brothers have to get up and go to work in the morning and so forth. Matthew, 6th chapter, and let's read just this 8th verse for now, just for this evening. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. And God bless again the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Now we just want to try to touch a little bit more tonight on this one point of this, of he knows your heart. He knows what your desire is. And, you know, it's, and that helps when you go to pray and you go to talk to him, you know, because you're not going to prayer before him and talking to him and as if you're trying to find him somewhere or see if he can figure out what you need. But he knows exactly what you need before you ask for it. And you're making this contact with him through the way of prayer and through this fellowship that you have with him. And that's what we want to eventually get to. But let's go on. If you want to turn to another scripture reading with me tonight, let's turn to the 7th chapter book of Luke and read a very familiar scripture also. And like I say, and then we can read a couple quotes here. But let's just listen again to these few words that of something that happened with our Lord Jesus when he was here. All right, 36th verse of this. 7th chapter, book of Luke, 36th verse. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. Now remember, this is a religious man. He knew the law. And he'd invited Jesus in to have this gathering with him. And but there was something going to take place that he probably wasn't expecting, because he wasn't really honoring the Lord Jesus by coming in and being there with him and so forth. But he goes on. Let's go ahead and read it. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Now think of that, a sinner. Okay. When she knew, that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, and brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, now here again this religious man, you know, now when this Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself. Okay? He spake within himself. He didn't speak it out loud. Spake within himself, okay, saying, this man If he were a prophet, this is going through his thoughts there. If this man were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him. For she is a sinner. Yeah. And Jesus said unto him, now Jesus is going to tell him what he was thinking. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore which of them will love him most. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? Now this woman, keep in mind, was a harlot. Okay. Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loveth much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. You know, that may just sound like a little story. But if you really think of what happened there, of how the Lord Jesus knew what Simon was thinking. And you know, whether it's good or bad, God knows what we're thinking. He searcheth the reins. He knows the hearts of every one of us. And but we're speaking of tonight in a way that he knows, as I said this morning, exactly what you're thinking. You know, there might be somebody sitting there tonight and thinking about, you know, you're trying to listen to me and you may be thinking about tomorrow, maybe what you got to do, what maybe needs done. Maybe you're thinking about the laundry needs taken care of. Maybe you're thinking about a car needs worked on or something that needs done. But you got to remember, as I said, I don't care what you think, God knew what you was going to think before the earth was formed. And I can say that that may still seem, after even the things I read this morning, it may just seem so impossible that God could be this great, you know, and to know before the earth was formed every thought I was going to have. Everything we was going to say. Can you really think about that? Does that really begin to soak in yet? That God's that great? Yeah. Can we really even begin to grasp a hold of it like we should? That he's that great? No. Because you know we're human beings. And we can think on our own. You know, if we want to think on something, we can maybe, you know, I could sit here and be ministering the Word of God, and then I may try to give you an example. I might try to think, what can I bring up another thought? Maybe think of a thought and say something about it. All right, and I'll think of another thought. A chicken lays eggs. Yeah. Now just think. God knew I was going to say that before the earth was ever formed. Can you really believe that? I read it to you today. Can you believe that prophet God gave you? You see? And if we really grasp that and get a hold of this, how much clearer can you have a conversation with the Lord? Yeah. And knowing that he knows even before you ask, yeah, he knows exactly what you're going to ask. And if he told us in the scripture about asking, and he knows what we have need of, and he said, I read this morning the scripture, you know, if he abides in us, we abide in his word abides in us, we can ask what we will, and he'll give it to us. Now, he would not have said that if he didn't mean it. You see? So God is very concerned about what we ask for. And he wants us to ask. Ask that your joy may be made full. You see? He wants us to ask. And as I said, he knows what you're going to ask. You may sit there and say, well, why ask then? If he already knows what I'm going to ask. Because it's all part of this great fellowship that he has with you. You see? So let me read some other things here, just so kind of, and like I say, I'll try my best not to hold you. I don't think I'll be able to because I was throwing papers out, notes out, so I wouldn't. So I'm down to just a few. I think I can get through this in a short time. But it'll give you some more things to meditate on for the next time we go into this, okay? Lord willing, if it be his will, and if he should tarry, and if I live, I love keeping the word. Amen. All right. And this is in question and answers. This was March 21st, 1963. I read it this morning. I was leaving off on there. But I want to renew your mind back to it before we go into these other ones. He said, but remember, God is infinite. Do you believe that? Amen. I'll say it again. I believe. By being infinite, that makes him, he stops for a minute, then he's omniscient. Do you believe that? I believe that. Absolutely. Omniscient means he knows all things. Can we believe that? That he knows all things. Now, there might be somebody in here that maybe next month's going to have to go through something bad. You may have to have a surgery. But guess what? God knew what you was going to do. He knew what the outcome was going to be. He knew what you'd ask him for. He knew what condition you'd be in before you ask. He knew if you would be able to ask him with your heart condemning you not. And then you'd be able to ask. And he'd grant your desire. He already knew all that. See? He's omniscient means he knows all things. He can't be omniscient without being infinite. So there, he said, there is nothing but what he knowed. He knew. He knowed everything, you see. There was nothing he didn't know. He knowed it all. Yeah. He knowed every gnat that would ever be on earth. Ever be on earth. Now just look at how many gnats reproduce. Yeah. I mean, gnats. We still got gnats in the house. I don't know where they come from. Just on the fruit or something, you know. You know, sometimes you get tired of them being around, but, you know, I think about when I see a gnat, well, he knew that gnat was going to be there, you know. It's true. Absolutely. He knew how many was going to be on earth before the earth was formed. Now, that's the human mind, as we read in another quote this morning already, cannot comprehend it. That's why it has to be by faith. And we must believe these things. We must be able to. And if you're predestinated, you will. And as we get to see these things and understand these things greater, what would be the problem in touching my body and doing something? There's no problem. He's God. He can do anything. You ever just think again, as I said, just after I said some of the things this morning, did you go home and think about some other things today? Or just thinking of how, you know, here, water starts up here, and maybe a body of water goes down through the valleys, turns into a creek, and then this creek joins, and that creek joins, and it turns into a river, and it all ends back up in the ocean. But everything just keeps moving. How? Well, it just looks like you lay a bowl of water there and it don't run away. But the earth is so designed to make that water flow. How? You figure it out. I can't. But I know the one that did put it together. And it works every time. Yeah. And it'll work until he's done. Yeah. We spoke about the sun. You know, it'll burn until it's done. You know, I mean, it's whatever God created, whatever he done, whatever he wanted, he done what he wanted to do. He's sovereign. And it's just amazing how everything he does, it works. Yes. Think about it, our hearts inside of our chest pumping the blood and getting down to where the vessels get smaller and smaller and smaller until it gets down to where you can't even see them hardly. And yet you just cut your skin a little bit and the blood runs out. Yeah. And guess what he blessed us with? It heals. Yes. I'd hate to think I would have to go around with all the cuts I've gotten in my lifetime and still be open. I'd look like Frankenstein, probably. You know? But you see, God is God. He does all these mighty, great, and powerful things. But yet we as human beings, and lacking faith, we limit God to what he can do. As if it's too hard. We sing a little song before, is anything too hard for God? No, nothing's too hard for God. But it's right here that makes it hard. It's lacking of revelation here that makes it too hard for God. It ain't God. I'll repeat what I said this morning. It ain't God got the problem. It's us that's got the problem. But that's why we gather here to receive his word, to grow, to get to them places he wants us to be in. To be a people that live or walk by faith and not by sight. No? And be those people that, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea and doubt it not, it shall be done. Yeah. I just think of that. Because we have inherited these things. We are beneficiaries of all these things. You see? All right. He knowed every breath. Well, back up there. He said he knowed every gnat that would ever be on earth, and how many times it would bat its eyes, how much tallow it would make, and how much all it would make together. He knowed every breath that you'd breathe. Think of that. Every breath that you would breathe. And I like the next way he said it. I read it this morning, but just kind of refresh your mind again. And how deep it would be. Yeah. Whether it be a... He knew it before earth was formed. That I would do that tonight. Yeah. Your singer will breathe tonight. He knows each one of you as an individual how deep you're breathing. Yeah. Do you believe that? As I said, I do by God's grace. Because I believe what that prophet said. Yes. Because it lines up with everything God said. You see? Lines up scripturally. All these things, you see. So God's really great, isn't he? Let's just keep that in mind. And let's let the Holy Spirit make him as great as he is. Yeah. He knowed every breath that you'd breathe and how deep it would go into your lungs. He said, that's infinite. Now, if he's infinite, that makes him omniscient. If that's right, he said, and if he's omniscient, that makes him omnipresent. Because he knows just exactly the minute, hour, time to the split instance of 55 thousandths of a second to when it's going to happen. Wow. This is before the earth was ever formed. Think of that. Oh my. Get the idea now, he says. I hope we're starting to get the idea of what I've read today and reading this again. Okay? Then he knows all things. He knows about your trouble in your home. He does. He knows that maybe you want it fixed. He knows you want it taken care of. He may know... Well, and he know me. He may know. He knows what I was meaning to say. He knows that you may be one sitting there tonight with diabetes. He knows you might be one sitting there tonight with high blood pressure. You might have varicose veins. Yeah. You might have female trouble. You might have different things wrong with your body. He knows Heather sits there and she's wanting a baby. Yeah. Yeah, he knows that. Absolutely. He knows all these things. He sure does. And he knows I want to be a grandpa. Yeah. I'd like to be a grandpa before I die. You know? But if I don't, so what? That's just in this life. But anyhow, he knows all these things. Do you believe that?
Amen.
He sure does. And guess what? He can't wait till you ask him. Yeah. And he wants you to be in the right condition to be able to receive all these great promises. Sometimes we may wonder why these promises don't come to us. Maybe we don't receive what we ask for. But have you ever stopped and thought about, have you matched everything he said to do? To where your heart don't condemn you. You've made him first in your life. Not a job. Not money. Nothing is first. You've made him first. Remember, all these things had to line up before he gives the promise. Yeah. And you've got to be able to ask without your heart being condemned. Yeah. And you've got to be able to believe. You've got to have faith that it's for you. Yes. And guess what? Before these promises belong to you 100%, you must be born again. But what you have today, you have many people trying to ask for these things and they're not even born again. You have some people ask for these things and their heart's condemning them because they can't quit doing something. They can't overcome something. The Word of God tells them to do something a certain way and they won't do it. Yeah. A woman may be wanting something, desiring something. She may need a healing, but she will not honor her husband. Every time she gets a chance, she's disrespecting him. You cannot expect God to give you your heart's desire. Because God in His Word told you exactly what you had to match to get that. That's why so many times as that prophet had them people come up in that prayer line, if there was something wrong in life, they had to go make that thing right first. You see? You have to match God's requirements. And you can't ask anything in a selfish manner. It has to be to glorify God somehow. You see? But we've had all these teachings. We've had all this word given to us of how to do these things. But are we doing it? You see? Now he's confronting us with, do we really realize he's great enough to do these things? We're being confronted with this, he knows what I have need of before I even ask. Yeah. Oh my, let's listen. Let's go on. This is in the unchangeable God working in an unexpectable way. I love even the title of that. All right, he says, paragraph 274. Now, I just want each one of you to think this in your heart. Are you listening? I just want each one of you people to think this in your heart. Just think this. Didn't say pray, didn't say ask. He said, just think it. Remember I talked about today about, I was just thinking about having this piece of ground over here. And the man comes over and does what needs done. I was just thinking about it. I hadn't even prayed about it. I was just thinking it. I said, Lord, after he come over, I said, Lord, now you've sent him over here. I said, all I did was think about it. I said, it must be you who are going to handle this. And he handled it all the way. Yeah. That was the easiest transition. Well, no problem at all. None. Because God was in it. You see? But God knew the desire of my heart. And if time would be allotted to go on, and the rapture not take place long enough before it does, and he passes away, you may see a bad side of his daughter. But I don't have to worry about it now. You see? It's all taken care of. She can't throw us off. We got the abstract. You see? So it's taken care of. Right? Now see, God already knew that before the world was ever formed. He sure did. Okay? He says, now I just want each one of you people to think this in your heart. Just think this. You don't have to pray it out loud. Just pray to yourself. Just pray to yourself. He'll know what you're saying. Yeah. Just say, Lord, I'm sure that Brother Branham knows nothing about me. He don't know my disease. He don't know nothing about me. And I'm not trying to touch that minister. But he told us plainly that you are the high priest. And I've read that. And I'm asking you, just let him speak to me as Jesus spoke to the woman who touched his garment. That's what he said to some people before prayer line. He said, just think it in your heart. Just think it. Don't say a word. Just think it. Now, do you think God's that great? He sure is. Well, let's just have a couple more witnesses. It's always good to have good witnesses, isn't it? So let's go on here. As the eagle stirreth its nest. This is April 3rd, 1960. Paragraph 33. If I could help you and I wouldn't do it, I'd be an imposter. I wouldn't be worthy to stand here beside this Bible if I could help you and wouldn't. Then he says, I can help you. Only thing I can do is to make you realize something, that Christ is here to heal you. And he says, and make you well if you're sick. He says, you're sick. You're bothered. Now he's in this prayer line again. Okay. He said, now you're bothered with the lady's trouble, talking to this woman. He said, it's a female trouble. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. Of course, she raises her hand and, you know, verifying that was right. And he says, so that you'll know that I'm not guessing. You ever hear many times he would say that in prayer line? But catch what he says in this one. And you know how sometimes he'll pause, the Holy Ghost will show him something, he'll pause. When on the tape, if you listen to it, it says, just a minute. Remember on the video of the woman standing before him? He was up there to get prayed for. He said, just a minute. You know, God was showing him. But God already knew. Okay? He says, so that you'll know that I'm not guessing. He stops, just a minute. There's a pause for a few seconds there. He says, put something on your heart. He looks to the lady. He said, put something on your heart. And just pray to yourself in your heart whatever you want God to do. Think of that. Don't pray out loud. Just pray to your, pray in your heart. So you know I'm not guessing, he says. Just pray in your heart. Not out loud. He said to yourself, in your heart, for whatever you want God to do. Yeah. And he says, you got something on your heart right now. Wow. Was that Brother Branham? No, that was God revealing it to Brother Branham. That's how great God is. And he knows what every one of you are thinking right now. And guess what? If we had that prophet here today, that vessel for God to use again, he'd look right down at you and say, this is what you're thinking. This is what you have need of. Oh, would that increase your faith? Huh? God gave him a vision. That same faith without a vision. Well, what? Brother Timothy read it there just 3 or 4 weeks ago. We'll do the same thing. See? All right. That was improving his work. You got something on your heart right now. It's your husband. Oh, my. And he says again, it's your husband. He said, will you believe? He said, God can tell me what's wrong with him. I think of that. And his husband, her husband wasn't standing there. But God's going to reveal to him what her husband had wrong with him. Can you? He says, it's something wrong in the brain. It's caused like a hardening of an artery in the brain. That's true. That's right. If God will tell me who you are, will it make you have a lot of faith? Because he didn't know this woman. He didn't know this woman. You believe with all your heart? He says, Nancy Gillespie, go home. Jesus Christ healed you and your husband and makes you well. Take the handkerchief to him. That's true, isn't it? go on your way. Now think of that. Is that God that did that dead? No. He's just as alive right now as he was then, revealing those things to that prophet. The prophet he had staying there was the channel he was using to do that through. But that same God still is alive tonight and still knows every one of us. Knows what we're going to do tomorrow, knew before the earth was ever formed. Yes. He knows what's wrong with every one of you. If you've got a physical problem, you need a healing, he knows all about it. Yes. Isn't that something? He's that great. He's that real. But can you believe it? That's the thing. Can you believe it? Let's go on. Let's read now. An identification. Paragraph 302. This one was January 23rd, 1963. Again, another prayer line. He says, now just have faith. Don't doubt, but believe with all your heart now. He says, are you believing? And the congregation says, amen. No. Everybody believe. Now he says, he repeats again, don't doubt. Don't doubt. And he says again, just pray to yourself now. Just pray to yourself. He wasn't worried about them praying out loud. Nope. Again, not that you never pray out loud. You do. But I'm just showing you this portion of it. He knows what you have need of. Exactly. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what your desire is. But he also knows what maybe you're missing to get that. Yeah. He may know your heart does condemn you. He might know maybe you're not doing what you're supposed to do and the preacher is hammered on and hammered on and hammered on and you still just disobey it and you will not stop it. He knows all about it. He knows when you're going down the highway and you get upset with somebody and you try to show that person that maybe cuts you off that you're aggravated and maybe throwed your fist up. He knows all about it. Yeah. And he knows you ain't worth nothing to give you anything. It don't belong to you yet. Yeah. Now you can go ahead and pray and ask God give you this and give you that and give you this and give you that. But there's a reason for so many unanswered prayers that we have. Too many unanswered prayers. Our prayers has become just a wishful thinking. Because of our disobedience and abounding iniquity. But you can change that by his mercy and grace. But we're living way beneath our privileges, what God has given us. Sometimes we think we're right here on the mountaintop and we can do anything, but God sees our life in a little different way. We think, oh, we can pray and we can ask God to do this and I'm going to ask God to do that and I'm going to ask God to do this and I'm going to do this and he's going to do this for me. Just go right ahead. Just go right ahead. Just flap them old wings on them lips there. But God knows your heart. He knows your life. He searched the reins. He knows what you're thinking. He knows whether he's really first place in your life. He knows that. Or whether you still just are playing around and kind of just doing things in a haphazard way. Oh, I go to church, you know, Brother Steve, and I pay my tithes and I pay my offerings, you know, and I love my brothers and sisters. That ain't all it, brother. And that ain't all it, sister. It's the literal life of Jesus Christ in our lives. God is ready to do and keep his promises. But we're not ready. As a representative of his, I I'm just telling you, you're not ready. But we can get ready. Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather live that way. I'd rather live in the promises of God and know whatsoever I ask for, God will give me the desire of my heart. Would you rather much have that than to live a life of wondering if God's going to meet your need or wonder if He's going to fix this problem or see if He can take care of that? Wouldn't you much rather know that whatever you ask for, God's going to give you the desire of your heart? I'm sure if you're a Christian at all, you'd rather have that way. But now you're going to sit there and say, Brother Steve, I've got that. And what's the problem? How come nobody can see anything from you? God knows all these things, you see. And He's here to help us if we'll listen to His word. See? I'm getting very close for this evening. Maybe you'll at least have some more to pray about when you leave. See? He said, just pray to yourself. Have faith now. Don't doubt at all. He said, quiet yourself down now. You see, the Holy Spirit's very timid. Quiet yourself down. Listen. Listen to what the Spirit saith unto you. Are you listening to what the Holy Spirit's saying to you tonight? Today? Or is all you see is Brother Steve up here talking? You better be able to listen to the Holy Spirit because He knows all about you. Listen to what the Spirit saith unto you. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He said, what you looking at me so sincerely about? You believe me to be His servant? I remember He's in prayer line again, all these places was. He says, I don't know you. And I believe He's telling the truth. He didn't know that person. I know Brother Brown wouldn't lie. I don't know you, and I've never seen you. But just a woman sitting there looking at me, it's not exactly sickness that she's worried about. She's worried about somebody else. You mean God knows when you're concerned about somebody else? Yeah. He really knows if you're concerned about a brother or sister and you're praying for him. Does He know that? Yes. Yeah. He says, it's a young girl that you're worried about. She has come up missing. She's left home. She's just a girl, a teenage girl. This has been made up for a long time so far. He said, but I see no danger with her. God was showing him what was out there in that young girl. I see no danger with her. But here the lady's worried to death. This young teenage girl's missing. The prophet's looking out there. God's shown him. There's no problem. Don't worry. He says, have faith. Believe God. He will send her home to you. Wow. That's the God I want to serve. Hallelujah. What did she touch? What did she touch? She never touched Brother Brown. What her heart's desire was, touched God. Yeah. Now you see the woman, I never seen her in my life. She's a total stranger. He didn't know the situation, but God did. Yeah. Here's a lady sitting right back here, eyes closed and praying. How would he know what she was praying about? She is suffering with a rectal trouble. And it's hemorrhoids. She is suffering with a heart trouble. Oh, she's going to miss it. Here God's telling exactly what's wrong with her. And He could see in her heart, God was showing Him she was lacking faith still. After just get done saying what was wrong with her, that He didn't even know her, complete stranger to Him. He's afraid she was going to miss it. He said, God help us. Then He gives her name. Miss Willingham, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now receive it. Oh, my. God knows what we have need of. God will somehow help me to bring these things in a way that will open your heart. Open a channel for revelation to come in. Who on here wants to understand those things? You want this in your life? With all your heart. God knows it. Oh, yeah. So God will work in a channel somehow to make it work, friends. Yes. Depends on how hungry you are for it. Depends on how much faith you got. What your desire is. How much and how real, truly, sincerely you want to serve God with all your heart. And make Him your first love in your life. Oh my. Nothing's impossible for God. For all things are possible to them that believe. If God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is He that's in me than he that's in all the world. Hallelujah. Can we believe? Why don't you sisters come to the instruments, please? It's a good thing I just brought a few papers. I'm 5 minutes over, so I didn't quite make it. But I hope you're getting to understand some things a little clearer. Yeah. Pray without ceasing? Absolutely you can. The Lord knows all about what you're thinking about. If He's your first love, you're constantly thinking about Him, making love to Him, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. How many do that? I do. Can you do that? Do you do that? I mean, not make yourself. I mean, you do it just automatically because the love flowing out of your heart to Him. I'm not saying, you know, now Brother Steve mentioned that again. I'm going to have to go out tomorrow and I'm going to have to try to sing and make melody in my heart to the Lord. No. He puts it there. And what He puts there don't fail. Friends, this is something we've got to be serious about. I'm planning on going home. How about you? But I want everything that God wants in my life to be fulfilled exactly to the T. Everything. Mold me, Lord. Make me. Make me what you want me to be. Show me my shortcomings. Show me what I lack. Reveal your word to me, Lord. Oh, if you're humble, that's what you pray. Lord, I need Thee. I can't make this without my own. I can't do these things on my own. I need You, Lord. Oh, my. Again, how many of you have need of something tonight? Man, God knew that before the earth was ever formed. Yes. You think now, you may sit there and think, boy, I wish Brother Branham was here today. I'd get this problem fixed. God gave us what it's going to take to get it fixed without Brother Branham being here. Yes. Do you believe that? Amen. Absolutely. All things are possible to them to believe. All things. Oh, yes. Ain't no problem with God. Just the problem. You want something from God, show Him how sincere you are. Cry out to God. Ask Him to clean your life out completely. Ask Him to help you to overcome anything at all that's contrary to the Word. Anything. Get that channel that flew straightened out and clean to where everything's right with God. Oh, my. Then you can ask. But Brother Brown said, as long as you're doing things that's wrong, you automatically put yourself back a sinner. And I'm telling you, friends, this ain't going to work in you. Not when you know you're doing wrong. You know you're not doing what the Scripture says. You ain't going to get what you asked for. No. So all you that have something you have need of, you know what you need to do to get right with God. Yeah. And then God is duty bound. If you do what He says, He's duty bound to give you your heart's desire. Yes, He is. He's got to keep His word. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He would never told us these things if he didn't mean it. But he means it. Amen. Oh, yeah. I hope you're getting it. Amen. Lord, help us to receive it. Amen. Let us all stand. Have you got a song on your heart you want to sing in closing? Have it all. Don't let me down, Brother Timothy. Yeah, he's the master of the wind. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about that when the wind was blowing today. You know, again, I've talked about it before. But here, limbs was falling, trees are whipping, things blowing across the ground. But guess what? You couldn't see that wind for nothing. Nope. You could see the manifestation of the wind there. Same as that sweet Holy Spirit. You can't see it with your eyes, but you can see the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. And it can drive you, push you, move you wherever he wants you moved. Just like that wind out there was moving things around. Oh, yeah. The trees was rejoicing. Yeah. Yeah. It's just slapping their hands around and their arms are flopping and everything. And anything that wasn't good fell off. Amen. Anything that was rotten fell off. Anything that was dead fell off. But what was still alive was just, oh, glory. Lord, let me be alive and your Holy Spirit move me. Hallelujah. Lead me and guide me. Let's sing a little chorus. Brother Timothy, come on up if you would, please. He's the master of the wind. Oh, the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. Hallelujah. I know the master of the rain. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. You believe it? Sing it again. Amen. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we truly grateful to have been here today to hear your precious word. And Lord, to feel it tugging deep inside. Lord, for it to be a true reality. Lord, not something that I see you do for someone else, but Lord, a reality of what I see in my own life. And Lord, may that be the desire of each heart here, that Lord, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, that's looking for this relationship. Lord, the assurance that's in, be burning there, that Lord, what I need, I will receive. And oh Lord, to have that relationship with you, that true fellowship, knowing that I can stand before you and my heart condemns me not. Lord, when we take this precious word and we let it illuminate to us, Lord, what a place you have placed us in. And Lord, as our brother mentioned this morning, before this world was formed, you placed inside of each one of us what we needed, Lord, to reach that goal that you set before us. Lord, may we yield ourselves to you, that you'll take us all the way, Lord, that we would be exactly what you saw us to be. Lord, we thank you for each one that could come. We pray you'll bless those that couldn't. And Lord, those that had a desire to be here. And Lord, each and every situation, Lord, that may be causing turmoil in someone's life, Lord, we ask you in a special way to
to move, and Lord, to help each situation, Lord, for that brother or sister, that it would bring glory to your name, Lord, and a testimony back to you, that you are the God of the same today as you were yesterday and shall be forever. And Lord, we thank you for these things, and we thank you for all that you've done for us. And we just pray, should you tarry and we live, we would be back here next time, Lord, with a hungry heart, asking you to feed us. And we'll never fail to praise you for it and thank you. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. I know the master of the way. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed.